Welcome to another broadcast of the Word for Life radio program. With me in the studio are three guest hosts today. Normally, Dr. Les Olala is with us, but he is unavailable today, and I thought it would be good for us to sit down with three brothers who are here in the area, and they're here to do a missions conference at our church. And I thought it'd be great for you to sit in on some of the conversations that our pastors and I, and really our whole church, has been privileged to hear as we have enjoyed the company of these men. So what I thought we'd do is just kind of take a little bit of time to introduce ourselves and let the radio audience hear who we are and what we're doing. So, Bob, why don't we start over with you?
Well, I'm Bob Shelton, an evangelist, and before that a pastor, and before that a missionary. And I'm just thrilled to be here with Pastor Sam and all the good folk. Looking forward to the remainder of this conference and pray that one person will be exalted, and of course his name is Jesus.
Now, Bob, you've been married to Nancy for how long?
It'll soon be 59 years.
59 years, yeah. And you've got how many children?
Three.
And raised them on the mission field, if I remember correctly.
Yes, they were all born when we were missionaries. They're all grown in their 50s now. And, of course, they have children, and now we've got a couple great-grandchildren. So we're getting up there, Sam.
Well, you know, I'm thankful that you're still around and our folks get a chance to talk with you and hear some of the great stories.
Thank you.
You know, Brother Bob, I know that you're really kind of known for your conferences on prophecy. But what a lot of people might not realize is that before that, you really spent a good bit of your life on the mission field. Can you talk for just a minute about where you were and how God kind of orchestrated your path there?
Well, really, when I graduated from Bob Jones University, I was supposed to go with Dr. Monroe Parker for 1 year. Dr. Parker wanted me to travel with him to be his song leader and to give me right-on-the-job training so that I could launch out on my own into full-time evangelism. But the Lord had other plans. And when I finished traveling with the college team, in the summer of 1951, the school asked if I would respond to an invitation that they had received from a seasoned missionary in Taiwan. His name was Dick Hillis. He had been with the old China Inland Mission for many years on the mainland of China. But when China fell to the communists, Dick and his wife and family moved to Taiwan. He was a friend of the great Generalissimo Chiang Kai-shek. And the Generalissimo was there in Taiwan also because he and 3 million of his people fled in 1949 to go to Taiwan. And he was hoping to kind of get his soldiers refreshed and ready to go back and liberate mainland China from the communists. But that never happened. But there were 600,000 of his servicemen. And he asked Dick Hillis if he would come back to the States and get together a group of young preachers who could come and preach the gospel to all 600,000 of his servicemen.
And you happen to be one of those young men.
Bob Jones asked if I would go to represent them, and there were other colleges that responded too. So there were about six of us who arrived about the same time, and it was a great time of evangelism.
So that kind of launched you into the area of missions, and you spent a good bit of time on Taiwan. And then from Taiwan, where did you go?
Well, after our evangelism in all the army camps, and by the way, these teams really were successful in going into every army camp and reaching all 600,000 of those servicemen. And there were at least 100,000 who did come to Christ and receive him as Savior. But after that, I had the joy of going to some islands off the coast of China. There's quite a string of islands there in a chain called the Pescadores. And there are 60 of those islands, but 20 are inhabited. And my assignment was to go to 12 of those 20 islands that had never heard the gospel. As a matter of fact, I was the first white man to go to 8 islands off the coast of China.
Wow.
They had never seen a white man before, and I kind of felt like I'd fallen out of Mars. They were pinching my skin and looking into blue eyes. But those were great days of evangelism. Though we didn't see many people come to Christ, we did have the joy of planting the seed of the Word of God. And later, a Chinese pastor followed up all of that work. And as a result, there were some 20 churches established on those 12 islands.
Well, it's going to be exciting, Bob, as we talk, because I know in addition to that, you've also been over to Vietnam in Okinawa, and I'm looking forward to continuing this conversation. But I want to take just a moment and introduce Keith South. And Keith, you and I think Don have been out in Nephi, Utah. Is that right?
Nephi, Utah. Yeah, at First Baptist Church there for 16 years.
And the Lord's just given you a real heart to go out to that place with the gospel and to reach out into the hearts and lives of a mission field in our own country.
I was actually saved when I was an electrical engineer and was saved while working on a power plant project in Delta, Utah. And we grew up in the Lord in Utah and attended a little independent Baptist church, Grace Baptist Church in Delta. Pastor Dennis Kaysen there and his group of folks there. And so we grew up out there having friends and knowing the folks. And it was really wasn't much of a question when the Lord got around to calling us into the ministry as to where we would go. It would just be where in Utah would we go.
Now, how did the Lord lay that on your heart? How did you get a burden? Is it just because you were in that area and you kind of grew up in that, or was this something the Lord just moved on your heart to do?
It wasn't a lightning bolt type of thing, more of a gentle breeze where we would study and under Pastor Kaysen and begin to grow in the Lord and learn more Bible. And the Lord began to open up your eyes naturally, I think, to the needs around you and people that you spent time with on the job and in town playing softball or whatever. And so there was just those friends that you knew and you knew needed Christ in their lives, and you wanted to be the one to tell them about it.
Well, for 16 years, the Lord's been using you to do that, and probably longer, but certainly with this ministry. And we're excited to hear more about it and to find out what the Lord is doing to reach a whole community of people out there with the gospel.
Amen.
And that brings us into our third guest, Randy Wilkins. And Randy, you and I go back a long ways. We were at school together. I can remember all of those years. And it's interesting, you know, we have Keith here, and Keith is reaching people in Utah, and you're from Utah. And
correct.
The gospel that Keith is taking to Utah earlier in, I think, 1980, if I remember correctly, reached you. And you began to grow in the Lord, and here you are years later, some 30 years later, serving the Lord in Spain. So why don't you tell us a little bit how that happened, Randy?
Well, serving the Lord in Atlanta, Georgia, part of Berean Baptist Church there, and involved in business, and actively involved in our local church. And as I was teaching a particular Sunday school series on how the Lord trained the 12 apostles, the Lord began putting in my heart the desire to possibly go into full-time ministry. And, you know, the Lord is very patient and kind in how he leads us along. And that desire continued to grow. And one morning, as I was praying for the men in my Sunday school class, which I had a habit of doing each morning on my way to work, the Holy Spirit very clearly said to me, "Would you be willing to go to another country or somewhere and serve me full-time?" And, of course, I decided, I would be willing to do that. And over the course of the next year and a half, through various circumstances, the Lord led us to resign our careers and head to the country of Spain.
And that was in 19...
That was in the year of 2000, 2001.
So here we are almost 10 years later. How's it been for you?
It's been great. You know, there's nothing like serving the Lord in a full-time way.
Mm-hmm.
We were both very active in our church. Karen had a Sunday school class. I had a Sunday school class, was a member of the deacons committee, served on a missions committee, very involved. But when you're doing that full time and sharing the gospel and seeing the Lord reach people and change their lives, one missionary to Bangladesh, he said, "You're about to embark on the greatest adventure of your life." And he was absolutely correct.
You know, we have a lot of listeners, I think, that would fit in the category that you just described. Faithful laymen in their church, working in the work world, doing what God called them to do and God equipped them to do, and serving the Lord and not even thinking that God may have a big change coming for them. And then all of a sudden, maybe at a missions conference like the one we're in, or maybe a guest speaker will come, or maybe just in their local church, God will speak to them like he did to you, Keith. And Bob, I'm sure you've had, as a pastor for many years, examples of men and women that God has reached down and touched, Randy, just like you. And so this is exciting to hear how God worked in your lives to get you to where you are today. You know, I think it'd be interesting to our listeners as we kind of wrap up the broadcast today to just reflect on the fact that here we are hearing a radio broadcast and listening to three men that are really reaching out to big people groups around the world. Bob, for many years, the Lord called you to reach people who were enmeshed in the religion of Buddhism.
Yes.
And think about that, 600,000 soldiers.
Mm. Those were great days, Pastor. I'll never get over the opportunity to minister the Word of God to hungry-hearted Chinese who were displaced, if you please. They wanted to get back home, but as they would bow before their pagan idols, they found that there was no direction, no help. They were ready for the gospel. And what a treat to be able to tell them that Jesus is the answer.
And, you know, I think it's interesting because as China opens up today and as the borders and influence of China extend, I think we're going to see more and more as time goes on. Even in our own city here in Milwaukee, we have a Buddhist temple not too far from here. And I think it's going to be more and more a common thing where we have Eastern religion coming in.
Yes.
And it's interesting to know the gospel can reach those people.
Yes, amen.
And then, Keith, you're spending your life reaching a whole religious community within our country that has really become well-known, or at least certainly taken a much bigger limelight position with Glenn Beck and others. And we're really talking here about Mormonism.
Mm-hmm.
How big a factor is Mormonism in the American culture today?
Well, I think, as I think back when I was first saved and started growing and learning about all these things back in the late 80s, it has changed a little bit. I have seen a little bit of a more reaching out from the LDS Church to become a little more mainstream. You've seen they have wonderful commercials on TV, and the presentation is top-notch, but the underlying doctrines have not changed. The Lord has put us into a place where we are going in with the word of truth, His truth, and the only way any of us, you or myself or our neighbors, could ever be washed would be by the word of truth. And so that's what the Lord has sent us there to do, is just share God's word with them and then let God do what He does best.
And that's exciting because anybody can do that.
That's right.
Anybody can take the Word of God and share it. It is alive and it is powerful and it can pierce even into the midst of a man's soul. And if it weren't for that, there would be no point in having a missions conference or really even having a broadcast like this. So I'm thankful that you men can be here with us, and I'm looking forward to the next series of broadcasts when we can talk more about what the gospel is doing around the world and here at home. Until the next time that we're together, may the Lord bless you.